Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayton Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayton Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayton totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayton Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayton is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayton Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? Happy Tuesday, everybody out there, as we are getting underway on the Brayton Sir Prenant Show alongside Frank Marchese. I'm Brayton Sir Prenant, as we get you ready for Padres baseball again. Coming up tonight, 6:40. First pitch, EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show 5:40 with Sam Levitt. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ella will take over after me at 2 o'clock. But we got a lot in store, a lot to break down from last night's game. And the elephant in the room, we're just going to address it now. The whole Juan Soto trade last night. I mean, I heard this earlier today, and I totally agree. Did anybody expect anything else? Anything less than what happened last night? Anything? Did anybody expect a different outcome than what we saw last night from the former Padres farmhands? You knew that was coming. Anybody that's ever been a Padres fan for the last 20 to 30 years knew that was coming. The amount of times that former Padres and former Padres farmhands kill the Padres, it's like clockwork. You knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. So for today's show, like, I can't go into the show today that upset about the result last night. You want to know why? Because you almost knew it was going to happen before it happened. Everybody knew it was going to happen. Everybody knew that was going to happen last night. You should have put the money on Washington. Or at least put some higher or lower bets on Wood and Abrams. And even Josh Bell, for that matter. You knew it was going to happen. So from that perspective, like, last night didn't really bug me too much in terms of the overall result. Those games happen, and on top of that, knowing the situation, knowing that this entire series was going to be the Juan Soto trade and all the players that they got from the Juan Soto trade and everything like that. All right, let's just get it out of the way. I can't wait. This is going to happen at least a couple of times. And it's going to be people that didn't hear this opening segment. They're going to call in or weigh in the chat. We lost the Juan Soto trade. Yes and no. I mean, this is going to be a trade, as we talked about yesterday. This is going to be a trade that is talked about for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, or however long C.J. Abrams and James Wood are in the major leagues. Same thing with Mackenzie Gore. You're just going to have to do that's going to be a discussion topic. I've been in here for less than 5 minutes, and MLB Network has already put up the trade that was the Juan Soto trade. Maybe it's because the Padres and Nationals game is on MLB Network tonight for those that don't have Padres.tv. Then on Black at it for other people that watch our show internationally and around the country. Tonight's game's on MLB Network. Maybe that's why they're talking about it. But you talk about the Juan Soto deal. Let's just address this now. I'm tired of addressing it because I'm tired of it. I get why this gets brought up all the time. I don't like thinking about things in hindsight. I think it's too easy. It's too easy to do. It's too easy to take knowledge that you have learned over the course of time since an action that you are judging. It's easy to take all that information and then go back and go, they should have done this. It's so easy. I look at that Juan Soto trade and I go, I'd do that trade probably 9 times out of 10. And the only reason why I would not do that trade, and the biggest fear I think a lot of Padres fans had, was James Wood. James Wood was the guy that, oh, if this guy turns out to be great, this is a miss. Because the way he was playing in the minor leagues, and even though he wasn't the top prospect in this particular trade, his size, his comparisons in the outfield, you knew the guy was going to be a really good player. So did the Padres, because, as Darnay Tripp alluded to, and this is information that I have heard before, but that was like the last guy that the Padres wanted to ship off. They wanted to keep James Wood. So start looking over the trade. Like, Robert Hassel III has not been very good for Washington. He was supposed to be a, like, can't-miss guy when they drafted him in the first round. He hasn't really been that. He's been okay. The Padres were okay with letting him go. C.J. Abrams. Again, the conversation about C.J. Abrams was, they didn't really believe that C.J. Abrams was that into baseball, to at least to their level that they would like. And so the decision came down to, you had two shortstops coming up. The decision came down to C.J. Abrams or Jackson Merrill. And the Padres elected that they were going to keep Jackson Merrill, and so they traded C.J. Abrams instead. You look at the other pieces. I mean, you're going to need it. You're going to have to give up an arm for a guy like Juan Soto. Mackenzie Gore, does anybody remember Mackenzie Gore from 2020 through or whenever he got drafted? I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, after 2020, because he was starting to get reps with the major leagues in those COVID camps and spring training, he had the yips at one point. I mean, they had to try to figure him out. And so you look at the players that they have given up for Juan Soto at the time. Again, you got to look at the time that it was made. Are you saying that you would have rather not traded for Soto and just rolled with what you had in 2022? Is that what you would have wanted for the betterment of maybe this year, which was not guaranteed, by the way? The problem with keeping some of your prospects is you could potentially be Baltimore. Look at Baltimore. The Baltimore Orioles have elected to keep as many of their guys as humanly possible. They don't want to trade any of their valuable assets. They've loaded up. But the problem is they're stockpiled. They have nowhere to go. And on top of that, they neglected to acquire pitching and they're getting killed by it. And guess what? They still suck. So Baltimore, who was good at the time last year and the year before that, decided not to make a major trade because they wanted to be good in the future, and they kept their guys, and guess what? They suck now. So again, when you look at these trades, you can't look at it in hindsight, because when you look at things in hindsight, all it's going to do is really piss you off. There's really no great evaluation. That's why every time I go, I need a decision right now, in the moment, of what you would do, so you can record it down, and then later on, we can address, well, you didn't really want this guy at this particular time, or you did. I mean, remember, we cut Xander Bogaerts before he went 11 for 19. Because that's what people wanted to do. It goes back to the overreacting with every single game. But I look back at the Juan Soto trade from a Padres perspective. Fernando Tatis Jr. was supposed to be back right after that. Fernando Tatis Jr. is supposed to be back right after that. He gets hit with a PED suspension. If they didn't acquire Soto, the Padres wouldn't have made it to the NLCS. It doesn't work, and it's a brutal trade because you didn't win the World Series. But you had to take the chance. Would you rather have the Padres take the chance to go get a big bat or just continually play for the future? Those are the decisions. Again, even though C.J. Abrams is a two-time All-Star, needs an All-Star every year. They need to have a token All-Star. The decision was C.J. Abrams or Jackson Merrill. So answer that. If you think, because one of them was going, if you think it's upsetting that C.J. Abrams is on the Nationals, would you rather have C.J. Abrams and Jackson Merrill? That is the question. The question is not rather Juan Soto or C.J. Abrams. The question is C.J. Abrams or Jackson Merrill. And if you think that you would rather have C.J. Abrams and Jackson Merrill, that's your opinion. But I don't necessarily agree with that. Again, the biggest one was James Wood, but the Padres tried to hold out as long as possible for James Wood because they didn't want to trade him away. I'm not defending the trade. What I'm doing is laying out what the situation was at hand for you to think about what the what the decision was. The Padres in 2022 were close to potentially winning a World Series. They felt that they were close. They had Fernando Tatis Jr. coming back from injury within 2 weeks. They needed a big bat. They needed a big trade. They thought they were going to go for it, and they went for it. In doing so, they were going to have to give up either Abrams or Merrill. They decided on Merrill over Abrams. They had to give up a pitching prospect. Mackenzie Gore had the yips, and it was so messed up for a long time that the Padres felt okay with getting rid of Mackenzie Gore. You had to throw in a couple other prospects. The big one in the group was Robert Hassel III. He hasn't panned out. And then the last piece that was part of the equation was James Wood. And when the Dodgers started to bid on Juan Soto, remember everybody was upset. You guys all forget this? Remember the trade deadline when the Padres essentially acquired Max Scherzer from the Washington Nationals, and then the Dodgers came in and swooped them up? Well, in order for that to not happen, the Padres had to give up James Wood. What is 2022 like? And I don't like playing what-if games, but if we're going to play in hindsight, what is 2022 like if the Dodgers acquired Juan Soto and the Padres were like, we're going to keep James Wood? What is it like? You know what it is? You're not beating them in 2022. They would have beat you in the playoffs. It would have been the same thing. And the ride that you had would have been gone. You can't take all the good results from the past on some of these decisions and then be upset about it in the future. There's consequences to actions. There's give and take. There's going to be pros and cons. The pros of going after a World Series and acquiring Juan Soto, those were the pros. The con was, you're going to potentially lose out on a couple of guys that could help you in the future. And if it doesn't work, because again, you're going all in. You went all in on the roulette table. All in on black, it came up red. but you wanted to be all in. So this is the same conversation that's going to happen every single trade deadline. Do you want the Padres to have to improve their major league roster, or do you want to just keep what you have? Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. And so for people that want to talk about hindsight with the trade, it is what it is. I would rather have the Padres go get Juan Soto than think about, well, maybe in the future I'm going to have these guys when you don't know what your team's going to look like in the future. And my best example of that, again, is the Baltimore Orioles. They didn't go after it last year or the year before. They were protecting their prospects that they wanted to keep for the future. And now the future is here, and they don't get off to the good start that they had. And now what do they have? They have a wasted season. Every single year that you have an opportunity to win, you must go for it. You must go for it. And the thing I think from Padres fans is they're so afraid of going back to what the Padres were in the early 2000s and in the 2010s that of being just inconsistent or being just super bad every once in a while, that they're afraid about some of the future in the Padres organization. I mean, the reality is they need to go after it every single year they can. I would rather have a team and an organization not be afraid. Scared money, don't make no money. There's a lot of positives for that Soto deal, too. It led you to King. It led you to Kyle Higashioka. You got Johnny Brito. You got Randy Vasquez has been great. I mean, it's not like Soto just walked at the end of it. The Padres got prospects back, and they got players back. Washington is 33-46. And even though they beat you last night, and they might be set up for the future, you can't evaluate it until all those players have been done. If Washington wins multiple World Series or gets the World Series and wins, then you could say the Padres lost the trade. But the reality is, you go for it, and you try to get your best opportunity there to win a World Series, and sometimes you come up short. And the Padres came up short in the NLCS. But I'll tell you right now, you want to wipe that year away? Go ahead, Padres fans, but I'm pretty sure everybody enjoyed that run that the Padres had. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll talk about some of the things that went wrong last night for the San Diego Padres. Pitching wasn't there, and the importance of shutting the door. They didn't get any bullpen piece to shut the door. Padres ended up coming back a little bit, and if they would have slammed the door before the eighth inning, would have been a little bit closer of a game. Padres made it a little bit of a game, and you're going to get some of those. But we'll break down where things went wrong for the Padres last night when we come back on the Braden Soprenich Show on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank's fired up.
I am fired up. I'm very happy now.
That's why we're yelling, Adam. Frank's fired up. Why is Frank fired up? Well, we will have the debut of Frank Marchese on the road.
Yes.
As we will be live at the Loft tomorrow.
My first remote.
First remote for Frank Marchese. Give him a round of applause.
I love it. I love it so much.
So, no mic swing tomorrow. But we'll be there.
No, you get the downswing on the mic.
That's actually better. Okay, so we will be at the Loft tomorrow from, what time is the game? 1:10 game? Yeah. So we will be there 10 to 12.05. Up in the Loft. Usually like the last hour is when the gates are open, so you can come up and hang out with us. Get down to the ballpark early. Go up to the Loft, get yourself a social sparkler, and then come hang out with Frank and I as we finish our show and get you ready for Sam Levitt. Come talk ball with us. We love to talk ball. We will be live at the Loft. It's going to be great tomorrow. Now, I always see Rod and Nate there, so I know Rod's going to be there. We'll see if Nate's going to be there. Let's talk about another factor of this trade that everybody's so worried about. I've already seen it like right now, right? A couple of people in the chat are willing to trade Ethan Salas. If Ethan Salas gets traded and turns into a stud, and then everybody's going to be like, well, we shouldn't have traded that. The hindsight's ridiculous. You can't have hindsight in these decisions. I laid everything out in front of you at the time. That's when you need to make, that's the information that you had to make a decision on, not, oh, James Woods hitting 284 and C.J. Abrams is that two-time All-Star. Aside from Trey Turner, in which a player that Preller did not draft, it was in his first year, there hasn't been many prospects for the Padres that have turned into absolute studs. C.J. Abrams is a two-time All-Star, but again, you do not have C.J. Abrams and Jackson Merrill on the same team. You get to pick one or the other. That is what the deal was. Would you rather have Abrams or would you rather have Jackson Merrill? That's the question. It really is. That's the question. So if you think it's Abrams, I mean, then Jackson Merrill's on the Nationals right now. Let's talk about the James Woods situation. Again, the James Woods situation, he was the last guy in the trade that put it over the top. Remember, the Dodgers were trying to get Juan Soto too, and they had a last-minute push. And the last time they had a last-minute push with Washington, Max Scherzer and Trey Turner ended up on the Dodgers. Padres ended up with nothing. So, you look at some of these deals. Anthony Rizzo, to somebody in the chat, was not traded by A.J. Preller. Anthony Rizzo was traded by Josh Burns. He traded Anthony Rizzo for Andrew Cashner. So let's not say every bad Padres trade is A.J. Preller's fault, because it's not. That was before he got there. You could make some arguments about the Andrés Muñoz thing, but having a closer, I mean, that's not like a huge impact guy. You have Robert Suarez. He's relatively the same. The other thing that I don't think a lot of people are really thinking of, and it was mentioned in the chat to an extent. I mean, you guys love 2022. Love 2022. Love the year of 2022. That probably does not happen without the Juan Soto deal. Especially if the Dodgers traded Juan Soto. But right now, and for the last two seasons, really the last three seasons, right? 2023, 2024, 2025. Those are all riding off of the success of 2022. So the deal you made for Juan Soto has led to sellout after sellout after sellout. It's led to the ballpark being filled every single day. It's led to the atmosphere that the Padres have every single night. It's led to the organization continually trying to add and make pushes for the postseason. That happens because of the Juan Soto deal. Not to say that they weren't talented, not to say that they weren't going to be a good team, but everything that we've had the last couple of years has been because that Juan Soto deal got him over the top. You're still riding the wave of the Juan Soto deal. And you even got players back. Now, if A.J. Preller would have traded all those players and got the years that he did out of Soto, which was, what, 1.5? And then let him walk, it would be a lot different. It would be a lot different. But that's not the case. He then flipped him for Michael King and Drew Thorpe and Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez and Kyle Higashioka. Kyle Higashioka was part of the playoff push last year. Johnny Brito still remained to be seen whether or not he pans out. They flipped Drew Thorpe for Dylan Cease. People like to bitch, moan, and complain about Dylan Cease. He's still a better option than a lot of the pitchers that they had in the past. And then Randy Vasquez has been pretty good this year. Now, are they all of the level of Abrams and Wood right now? And Gore? Probably not. But at the same time, it's working out for the Padres. They made the NLCS in 2022. And a meltdown in 2023, but they were still highly competitive throughout the year. They screwed themselves up in that. 2024, they made the playoffs. In 2025, right now, they're right in the thick of things. The Padres have been consistently good for the last couple of years. 22 and on. So, you're not always going to keep everybody. I would rather have the Padres go after a World Series every single year than just sit on their hands, like Baltimore. Would you rather be Baltimore or would you rather be the Padres? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We're going to get to Steve in San Diego in just a second. We got to take a quick break. We'll talk about last night's game. I know people are frustrated, but it happened. We knew this was going to happen. We'll talk about that when we come back. Brady and Spreadit Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I need to address the elephant in the room of the Juan Soto trade because I know everybody's going to be bitching and moaning about that today. As soon as I knew at least one of these games, and maybe it's all three, that the Nationals were going to have Abrams and Wood go off. I'm sure Gore is going to shove tomorrow for Washington. And everybody was going to freak out about the Juan Soto trade. Like, you haven't reaped the benefits of that for multiple years now. People want to call out other trades. I mean, again, aside from the Trey Turner trade, I could defend most trades that AJ Preller has done. And I don't get paid to do that. I'm tired of hearing that. I don't get paid by them. I'm just in the middle. I'm keeping it real. And sometimes you can't think that emotionally about some of these deals. Like, everybody's upset about the Austin Nola deal. Well, Austin Nola was in over 300 at the time when the Padres need him. Do you want to go back down memory lane? It's 2020. It's a shortened season. You have Austin Hedges catching who can't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And they needed some offensive production out of the catching situation. And so they go get Austin Nola. And they traded away. Does anybody remember Andrés Muñoz at the time? He blew out his arm. He was coming off of Tommy John surgery. So you had a kid coming off Tommy John surgery that threw the ball really hard. No guarantee he was going to come back and be as good as he was. And you traded away Ty France. Let me ask everybody, what position was Ty France playing at the time? Nobody. Nowhere. He wasn't playing anywhere. He didn't have a position. Manny was at third. Fernando was at shortstop. They had Jake Cronenworth on the payroll because he had to fill in because Eric Hosmer was sick to start the year. He had Hosmer at first. There was nowhere for him to play. And so he went out and got a catcher. At the time, again, if you look at the time, I bet 95% of you would probably have done the same thing. Yeah, let's trade the guy that's got Tommy John surgery, the relief pitcher, and let's trade Ty France, who we don't have a spot for, and let's get a catcher who's 28 years old at the time, hitting 300. Again, the hindsight's just, like, wild. Frank and I fight the good fight against the hindsight pandemic as much as we can. So again, the Padres got something back out of the Juan Soto deal. If they would have let him walk, it would have been a problem. Jackson Merrill was the guy that you didn't trade because you had to give away one or the other. It was down to Abrams or Merrill. They decided on Merrill staying as a Padre, and now he's under contract for 9 years. Woods and Abram are still on their rookie deals. And who knows if Washington re-signs them or not. But where are the organizations right now? And for the last couple of years, the Padres have been in the playoffs, in the NLCS in 2022, missed it last year, in the playoffs in 2024, lost to the team that eventually won the World Series, and everybody last year, if I recall correctly, thought the Padres could win the World Series. And again, this year, they're 42-36, despite the loss last night, and they're in a prime position to make the playoffs again. The Nationals had lost like 10 out of the last 11 games before they went to L.A., they're not in a good spot. And next year, they probably won't be in a good spot. And the year after that, they have to compete, but they haven't done it yet. So 4, 5, 6 years down the road from the trade in 2022, they're still not competing. I'd still rather be the Padres than the Washington Nationals. Unless the Nationals win a World Series within the next 6 or 7 years, it's not a major loss for the Padres in terms of a trade. You got value out of Juan Soto. You got the success of 2022. And then you actually got pieces back that you can build off of for the future. You have those pieces collected. It's just right now you wish you had a left fielder like, oh, it's plug and play. You can't just take all the best players that the Padres have had in their organization and put them all in the same lineup at the same time. On a hindsight, it doesn't work like that. It's never worked like that. And you can't always just keep preparing for the future. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. People are like, oh, we got rid of Luke Voit. Luke Voit's in Mexico right now playing baseball. I mean, he hadn't done anything since he left, and he was barely doing anything when he was with the Padres, except for the chest lettuce, a little chest moss. And as Go Aztecs in the Twitch chat says, Each team could have an all-time team with their traded off pieces. That's facts. Scared money don't make no money. Let's get to the phones. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Let's get to Steve in San Diego. Steve, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, man?
Braden, good morning. Okay, a lot to unpack here. I agree with you completely. AJ Preller has put this team in position year after year after year. Braden, do you know how many guys we have hitting over 280?
Currently, we'll probably have at least a hand. Let's see. We got Merrill's hitting over 280. Machado, Boa, Arise close after last night. Yep. So you got like three or four.
Exactly. How many are hitting over 250? Five. Two are hitting over 300. Can you tell me who the left fielder is of the Giants and what he's hitting? That's kind of my point, right? Is we need this city to stop looking in hindsight. I agree with you completely. The hindsight horse does not lead you to water. AJ Preller leads you to water. We just need our talent, our players who are fantastic up and down that lineup, just to perform a little bit better, just to, you know, clear your head and be the player that you are, because we are not performing. We're 42-36. I think we're 42-36 because of AJ Preller, right? And that coaching staff has to get a little bit more out of each player, right? And just perspective and hindsight and, you know, San Diego getting on some players. Remember like a couple years ago, Ha Sung Kim, right? And it was like, oh, why is he being so aggressive? Why is he swinging out of the strike zone? Well, do you know who's hitting behind him? A catcher who's going to get out 8 out of 10 times. So if a guy's on first and there's two outs, a single does no good because the next guy's out. A bunt doesn't do any good. A walk doesn't do any good. So some of these takes, when you're in San Diego, like you have to play pro ball to understand pro ball. You can't just play college and say, keep your eye on the ball. Why is he striking out so much, Ha Sung Kim? Because the next guy is an out 8 out of 10 times, and there's a guy on first. A single doesn't score him, right? So you need to think bigger picture here. And, you know, and that's my take. We don't need a left fielder. We don't need a catcher to hit. We just need the other seven guys, because they're damn talented, to step up and stop looking at James Wood. If he played for the Padres today, he would not have 21 home runs. It's a different environment. He's playing in Philly. He's playing against the Mets. That's a different division with sandbox ballparks, right? Like, that is totally different. So you can't say, oh, he's hitting 21 homers, he would do it the same for us this year. Absolutely not. It's different pitching, different coaching, different technique, different stadium. So we need to stop looking in hindsight and just prepare who we have for the best we can get out of them every single day.
Steve, I agree. Help fight the good fight against the hindsight pandemic that we have sometimes. Trying to make it better for everybody here on the Padres flagship station. They're getting rid of the middle. A lot of it is very factual. That pissed off Frank. What a stray. What a stray.
Why are the Mets catching strays here?
What did I do? Frank took that stray like he was talking about Frank. You know, Frank's ballpark is... But it is true. I mean, how many times did you see on the trades for the Padres their OPS plus go down and WRC plus go down, and the ballpark's a little bit of an environment, but at the same time, like, it's not all the same. Where I disagree with Steve, they do need another bat. They could probably use two other bats. It lengthens the lineup a little bit, but he's right. I mean, the players that they have on the team need to perform. And when they don't perform, you can't just get rid of them all the time. Because then you're going to be like the 2020 Padres that has a brand new roster every 3 to 5 months. And maybe with that, it's led to Padres fans thinking they can just go get the next guy all of a sudden, which is not the case. Again, I knew last night was going to happen. It was a matter of time. So we had to nip in the butt this Abrams Wood deal that everybody freaks out about all the time. Frank's live reaction, that was great, by the way. What a stray. Let's get to Jay in San Diego. Jay, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, I'm actually, believe it or not, a Padre fan. You've talked to me for a little while now, and you know I don't always come across that way, right?
That's right. You know what? You're a very critical Padres fan, but you want the best for the Pods. I appreciate that.
I feel the same way as Ted Leitner did. You can be a fan. I mean, I dispute that last caller. We don't need a left fielder. where is this guy playing? I don't understand that kind of thinking. You got a guy whose WAR is, I saw today, 0.7 playing in the major leagues. You have a catcher, three catchers, two catchers, one catcher. They can't hit anything. And his excuse for Ha-Seong Kim was because there was nobody behind him. How about the fact Ha-Seong Kim was a lousy hitter? Oh, by the way, he's not in the majors, is he?
Well, he's hurt right now, but yes.
No, so, but the point is, he's not that well wanted. Now, my personal opinion, just my personal opinion, this team is overachievers. Our last 30 games, I don't care. Remember, I spoke called a couple of years ago. I don't care about the trades. That's just verbiage, you know. The point is, we lost last night. I don't care who hits the home run, because that should not be the issue here with the Padres, right? Point is, we lost to Washington. That's the kind of team you should, that the good teams beat all the time, all the time. Now, yes, I don't know where if we'd be in the playoffs today, but you'd have to agree, Brad, this is not the direction you want to go in. You don't want to be losing games going, yeah, well, you know what, but we're hanging in there. We're still in the wild card. We might have lost 8 in a row, but here we go. That's not the kind of way a team should be looking at, instead of, and I'll say one last thing, and I'm not saying fire Preller. I didn't say that. But he's been general manager for how long, Braden?
You know, more than 10 years now.
And how many World Series has he been to?
We haven't been any.
That's right. We the city accepts mediocrity, right? Hey, we almost got it. Hey, look, we were in second. Just my opinion, Braden.
Well, Jay, I appreciate the phone call. There's a couple things. I mean, what the Padres have been the last, like, 4 or 5 years, I would not really consider mediocrity. And it's way better than it was before. And I think a lot of people forget just how bad the Padres were before this ownership took over, and so when AJ Preller took over. It's a way more exciting team now. Now, Jay is right. They do need another left fielder. The catching situation, again, is not an offensive position for the Padres, nor is it an offensive position for a lot of teams in Major League Baseball. So that's a different point. The other thing, too, is there are going to be stretches where teams that are really good lose a lot of games. I'm going to throw the Mets under the bus. How many games did they lose in a row over the last whatever it was?
They just had a 7-game loser. I think they've lost 9 of their last 10.
They are the best team in the National League record-wise before that. They were. And they lost 9 of the last 10 games. Didn't the Yankees just get smoked for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, they got shut out 3 straight games by the Angels.
The Angels shut out the Yankees 3 straight times. So again, like, and it's the Angels. The Angels aren't very good either. I think a lot of times it's hard to, like, you can't watch every game, right? You can't watch every Major League Baseball game. A lot of people can try. A lot of people can try. But there's going to be times where you lose these clunkers throughout the season. The Padres losing whatever it was. What did they lose? They won 3 out of 4. They've won 3 of their last 4 before last night. I mean, overall in the month of June, they haven't been performing very well. But they don't have, and I don't want to make excuses, but it's different when you don't have Michael King pitching. And it's different when you lose Jackson Merrill for 7 days, and it's different. I know injuries are a part of the game. But there's going to be stretches in which they don't play very well. And again, it goes back to the great start that they had and how important it was. You're going to win 60 games. You are going to lose 60 games. And it's what you do with the 42. In between, that's going to determine whether or not you're a playoff team or not. And it's still June 24th. I'm not saying it's early, but what I'm saying is, it was 1 game last night. Now, here's, to me, when you look at like opponents and games between two teams in Major League Baseball, you can't look at the Padres losing to the Nationals last night as, I can't believe they lost to the Nationals. View it as a series. Because if the Padres take 2 out of 3 from Washington, they won the series. They should be doing that. That's doing your job. Sweeping teams in Major League Baseball is very difficult. It's incredibly difficult. I mean, think about all the good teams that the Rockies have beat. I mean, go through the wins. I mean, they've beat some good teams. I mean, Washington smoked the Dodgers one day over the weekend. Dodgers took 2 out of 3. Right? So they're not always going to win every game against inferior teams, but they're going to win series. It's hard to beat a team 7 times in a row. And in order to sweep the Nationals and sweep them for the, you're going to lose some eventually. You play the Nationals 7 times. It might be 6 this year. I don't know off the top of my head. You're not going to beat them 7 straight times. You're going to have losses mixed in. I mean, that's why last night I'm not overly upset. Now, you could be upset about Wandy Peralta not pitching well. You could be upset with Kolek losing it. You could be upset with Matsui giving up 3 runs in the last 1 1/3 innings. You could be upset that the Padres' offense didn't get anything going. Those are the things that you individually can get upset about that need to be fixed before the next day. But there's going to be a time in the near future where the Padres are going to go back on a run and win multiple games. I mean, there was a couple of times already this season. I think there was, it was in May, where the Padres had won like 6 straight series in a row. You wouldn't even known that. Because sometimes we are all focused on the negative of just the one loss in the overall series. You wouldn't even known it. I mean, we talked about the difficult stretch that the Padres were on that they just finished. They finished 1 game under .500 during their second hardest stretch of the year. The hardest is going to be in August. 1 game under .500. Most teams that play a difficult schedule like that will finish around .500 or under. It's part of the game. It's part of the season. You're going to have bad losses mixed in. And the Padres still managed to make that game relatively close for no reason. So, we could talk about the trade all you want. You could talk about where they went wrong. I mean, you could doom and gloom about a lot of different things, but the reality is it's somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere in the middle. The Padres have a good baseball team. Are they a great baseball team? No, I wouldn't say that. They're a good baseball team. And I think they're a couple of players away from potentially being a great baseball team. And the thing is after the deadline, who knows what everybody else's teams are going to look like. But you start looking at other teams in baseball, and every good team in Major League Baseball this year has had a rough stretch at some point during the season, where they're either losing a bunch of games in a row, or losing 7 of 9, or going 2 and 5 in 7 games. I mean, just getting their ass handed to them. That's the sport of baseball. So you're going to see that a lot. And I said that at the beginning of the season. When they were off to a 14-3 start, I said, everything's great, but they're going to go through a time where they're going to look like absolute awful. They're going to look like crap. And sure enough, here's one of the stretches the Padres are on where they don't look very good. It's the individual things, the little things that lead to a right way. Already an hour down. When we come back, talk a little bit about what Fernando's doing and the latest with that on the Braden Suprenant Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you guys next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.